To the border now and the small town of Del Rio, Texas. It has nearly doubled in size when tens of thousands of Haitian migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and they set up camp below an international bridge. You've seen the images. Within a matter of days, Del Rio became home to crisis and controversy. The ACLU and other groups criticized the government's response, particularly after border agents were seen chasing and grabbing people who were carrying food back to their families. But while officials have since cleared that encampment, the problems still linger tonight. News Nation's Marky Martin is live once again in Del Rio with the very latest there. Marky.
Good evening, Marnie. The situation underneath this international bridge put Del Rio on the map, but if you talk to locals, you know, they say their problems started months ago, many of them blaming the Biden administration and its immigration policies for unfortunate economic impact. And now many of the hardest hit industries, a lot of people are left wondering how much longer they can hold on.
Y'all ready?
Ray Hanselman has lived and worked on the border his entire life.
It's something about Del Rio and this Southwest Texas. It just haunts you. You know, you gotta stay here.
He's one of Del Rio's leading hunting and fishing guides. Today, he took us out on the Mexican-American waters he calls home.
Right here is the Texas-Mexico border.
But tourism along the southern border has taken a hit this year. Ray says 8 months of relaxed immigration policies under the Biden administration have overwhelmed sleepy border towns like his with migrants, law enforcement, and negative press. And then 15,000 Haitians swarmed the international bridge.
I mean, would you want to go somewhere where there's 20,000 military-aged people standing wanting, you know, to come across? I mean, yeah, it wasn't a good situation.
He says many clients are canceling, who no longer view the border as a safe place for vacation and leisure. And his frustration with the White House is mounting.
We might be this far from just barely in the United States, but we're in the United States just as much as LA or New York or any of those others. So we deserve as much protection and from our federal government as anybody.
We lost, I think we're down 20% in our lake visitations.
Blanca Larson with Del Rio's Chamber of Commerce says open borders and COVID have been unkind. The bridge closure and the ban on non-essential travel adding to the city's financial strain.
It's like one community. We can't function without the other. Mexico, Ciudad Acuña depends on Del Rio and Del Rio depends on Ciudad Acuña.
Hanselman's hometown morphing into a militarized zone with hampered business has the lifelong Del Rioan considering something he never dreamed possible.
As a family, we were talking about bailing out. Let's move. This is too much. This is we can't handle it. Who knows what's going to happen next? And then the town started rallying around the law enforcement, and you know, and so that made us change our mind. No, we're going to stick out. We're going to stay here.
And Hanselman says last year during COVID, you know, when everybody was trying to get outside, he said that was one of the best years, the best seasons he has yet to have. And now this, he calls on President Biden and Vice President Harris to come see the problem that they have created for themselves. Marnie.
We're going to stick it out and stay here. Marky, thank you.